Big Les's League, an all rugby league experience.
Hello, welcome back to Big Les's League, an all rugby league experience. Let's go through your Anzac Day games. Happy Anzac Day to everyone celebrating it. Obviously, a massive, massive day of rugby league in store on your Thursday. Three games on a Thursday. Very, very excited for it. Obviously, three big games as well. The Warriors, they take on our good friends in the Titans. And you've obviously got the Dragons and the Roosters game, which is always a nice clash. And then we finish off with the Melbourne Storm taking on the South Sydney Rabbitohs. It's crazy to think how far out in terms of value the Rabbitohs have gone as well. They are $4.95 just to win head-to-head. And especially where this could be a real bogey game where South Sydney, they might get up. It might be one of the bigger upsets of the weekend. Is that how I've got it though? You'll have to wait and see. Let's go through the first game though. The Warriors, they take on the Gold Coast Titans. Very excited for this one. I think it could be a good game. Obviously, the Titans coming off a pretty decent performance last week against the Manly Seagulls. Only, you know, just losing by about 4 points, 34-30. Was the final score, conceding 30 points against a Manly side as well, whose defense probably isn't the best to start the year. But they do go up against the Warriors outfit, though, who has come off a massive loss. You know, especially when you look at the way that they started the year, every single game they played before this one, it was a huge loss for the Warriors. They're going to be coming firing into this game. They are going to be red hot in this one. I cannot wait. It is going to be a real clash. It could even be a 13 plus point affair for the New Zealand Warriors. Obviously, Rennie from BTFU, Rennie Matua, has obviously joined the show as well. He was saying that he thinks it's going to be a 13 plus affair the Warriors way. But let's wait and see. I think it will be a very interesting game. It could go one or two ways for me. It could be that 13-plus affair. It could also be a very tight game, which is sort of what I'm tipping it to be. I'm not too sure, though. This game, it really does bug with me. But let's go through the changes. Obviously, Kurt Capewell for the Warriors, he's out of the side. Jacob Laban goes into the starting back row. We have Zion Maul coming in for his debut off the bench. Interestingly enough as well, though, they've got Dylan Walker and they've got Paul Roach on the bench. Obviously, Dylan Walker plays that middle role coming off the bench as per usual. Paul Roach, you'll probably see him come into the number nine role late in the game for a Wade Egan. So, keen to see how this rotation works. But what I do know is that Zion Maul in his debut is definitely a player to watch. He is normally a back rower, but I imagine he'll come into the middle of the park and obviously join Tom Allais off the bench, providing a bit of impact. This guy is an absolute freight train. He's been killing it in New South Wales Cup, and I'm so excited to see this young bloke debut. Zion Maul. I hope I'm saying that name right because it is going to be one to remember. You know, Adam Fanua-Blake as well, coming off a massive loss in this side for him in that game, you know, obviously was trying his absolute heart out, you know, ran for over 200 metres, just absolute fucking workhorse in this team. Despite a loss, he was the best player in that Warriors outfit, that's for sure. He's going to be coming out and having an even bigger game in this one, I can already tell. Him, Mitch Barnett through the middle of the park, it could really trouble this Titans defence. Obviously, Tohu Harris as well with his ball playing, but also just the way he runs the footy and the work he gets through the middle, it could really trouble the Titans here. I also think the Titans' edge defense, especially that left-hand side, Brian Kelly, Alafiana Camperera, they struggled last week. Obviously, that gives a lot of room to move for Dallin Mottanyi-Zalesniak, for Rocco Berry. There's a bit of a smoky there as well on that right edge for the Warriors. Dallin Mottanyi-Zalesniak, if he was ever guaranteed to score a try, it's probably in this game here. Dallin Mottanyi-Zalesniak. As for the Gold Coast Titans, it doesn't look like there's too many changes, if any, from last week. In fact, there isn't a change from last week at all. Dave Fifita, you'd expect him to drop back to the bench. You'd expect Isaiah Liu to start at 13 with Klesser Haas moving into the back row like they've done in previous weeks. I don't mind Dave Fifita coming off the bench either. I think he's been doing very well in that sort of role. So keen to see if it happens again here for the Gold Coast Titans. They might even just start him on the edge. Now, I probably wouldn't go around Dave Fifita as a try scorer only because, you know, he is, you know, predicted to come off the bench like he has in previous weeks. And also, you're getting more value for Brian Kelly than you are for Dave Fifita. So I'd probably steer clear of a Dave Fifita in this one, and I'd probably go for a Brian Kelly as a bit of a smoky to score a try. Him in attack, he can be hot, but he can also be cold. I predict that he will have a big game in this one with Alafiana Khan Pereira outside him. Now, in terms of who I think is going to win this game, I'm probably going to go with the New Zealand Warriors. Now, if you put that into the same game, multi-feature in Crossbet, the Warriors to get the job done over the Gold Coast Titans. You take Dallin Watene Zalesniak and Brian Kelly to score a try. As we've said already on this podcast, there's great value in a Brian Kelly over a Dave Fifita. There's also some decent value if you add a Dallin Watene Zalesniak in there as well. He's pretty much guaranteed going up against that poor left defense for the Gold Coast Titans in Brian Kelly and Alafiana Khan Pereira. So Brian Kelly and Dallin Watene Zalesniak to score with the Warriors to get the job done over the Titans. It is paying $8. You're getting some insane value there, so make sure you don't miss out on it. Going into the next game, we obviously have the Dragons taking on the Roosters in the annual Anzac Day clash, and there are plenty of changes in this one. We do see Michael Jennings come into the side here in the centres. Victor Radley and Daniel Tupou are out of this game. So two big outs for me, obviously, especially Victor Radley, who has been enormous for the Roosters over the past few weeks. He's probably been the Roosters' best player, or at least one of the Roosters' best players. In terms of the changes here, Joseph Suaalii, he goes to the wing. Michael Jennings comes into the centres. And we obviously see Connor Watson go into that 13 jersey. I imagine that Brandon Smith and Connor Watson, they'll go, you know, 50-50 for that role. I think they'll swap around quite a bit from 9 to 13. Sua Wong comes onto the bench, a very interesting one. There could even be a late change here for a Zach Docker-Clay to come back into this side just because they probably do need a 14 still. If Connor Watson's going to be playing that 13 role for most of the game, I wouldn't really put too much pressure on Brandon Smith to play the full 80. You probably want someone on the bench that can play a bit of dummy half. But it is great to see Sua Wong back in this side. He deserves to be in this side as well. And I can't wait for him to push himself back into this 17. It's going to be a very big game for him. But Zach Docker-Clay, you know, I imagine that he'll come into the fray a little bit more before kickoff. As for the Dragons, Mekele Ravalawa is out. Another big loss here for the Dragons. Lomax goes back to the wing. Jack Bird hops into the centres, just like we predicted. We thought that it was going to be Tuipulotu missing out. It has been Ravalawa that is on the cutting block. He is out of this game. Not sure if there's an injury there, but he's out, obviously. In terms of the rest of the side, it doesn't look like there's too many other changes here. It looks like it's pretty much the 17 that was named on Tuesday. Yes, a very similar side to last week, other than Lomax going to the wing and Jack Bird coming back into the centres. Now, who do I think is going to win this game? Now, Rennie and Das both think it's going to be a Dragons upset. I can't see it happening. I think the Roosters do get a win here over the Dragons. Yes, the Dragons are the bogey side for the Roosters in terms of this Anzac Day clash, but I think the Roosters get the job done. I'm taking the Roosters over the St. George Illawarra Dragons. I think it's going to be a gnarly forward battle. I mean, you look at these two teams. Molo, who's in some pretty decent form himself at the moment, going up against Jared. Hamo Saleh going up against Lindsay Collins. And then in the middle of the park too, Connor Watson, he's got a bit of a test on him against Tom Eisenhuth, who's in pretty decent form. In terms of the edge defense, obviously Jaden Sewers going up against Nat Butcher. Butcher's got a real test on his hands. A very solid defensive back rower, Butcher, at the moment. But obviously a massive test going up against Jaden Sewer, who has been touted for Queensland Origin to return into that side. So that is going to be a bit of a gnarly battle there. You've also got Raymond Faitala-Marina going up against Angus Crichton. It's going to be a very, very interesting clash. I'm very excited for this one. I think the Roosters, as we've said, get the job done here over the Dragons. In your same game multi-feature, you add in a Joseph Manu. Manu is in our try scorer bingo. If you haven't locked in our try scorer bingo on the Crossbet app yet, make sure you go ahead and do so. Obviously, if you get 3 out of the 5 try scorers, you do win, and we obviously got 3 out of the 5, or 4 out of the 5, I think, last week. So make sure you go ahead and lock that in. The BTFU Hub. It is all under the BTFU Hub on Crossbet. If you're having a punt today, make sure you do it with Crossbet as well. But Manu is in our trifecta. He's going to be in our multi here as well to score a try anytime against the Dragons. And then we're going to chuck in a Zach Lomax. Now, you chuck in Lomax, you chuck in Manu, and you chuck in the Roosters to get the job done over the Dragons. It is $7.50. I couldn't think of an easier bet to chuck on for $7.50 return. A very, very high value bet for what you're putting in. I would be chucking this one on for sure, responsibly, of course. And then the last game here is the Melbourne Storm going up against the South Sydney Rabbitohs. This could be a bogey game. I can see it being a bogey game. Obviously, I think the Rabbitohs would have been a bit more chance with Shekhar Mitchell in this side. Obviously, he comes out of the fray. We see Jai Arrow go into the starting front row. Michael Cheekham is the one to come onto the bench here in jersey number 18. It's probably not the way I would have gone. I probably would have chucked Talis Duncan on the bench. Michael Cheekham, he just hasn't provided a lot of impact coming into this side. Yes, he scored one try a few weeks ago, but that's really about it. He hasn't really had too much impact coming into this team, and it looks like he only plays if there's an injury. He's just not the player that I'd be putting into the 17 at the moment. Talis Duncan, I've really liked what I've seen from him. He's been South's better player. One of the better players for the Rabbitohs, you know, this season, and he's been dropped out of the side. So, yeah, a bit of a confusing one. I'd probably have Talis Duncan coming back into the 17 this week. That's just my opinion. But it is going to be a test, especially this forward battle for South Sydney going up against a really strong at the moment Melbourne Storm forward pack, Nelson and Josh King going up against Tom Burgess and Jai Arrow. It is going to be a very tough battle through the middle. Cam Murray, he has to make a statement here up against Trent Liero. For me at least, I think that he has to have a big game in this one to really solidify a spot in Origin. I actually think his spot is under threat at the moment, Cam Murray, and it's big coming from me. It is a big call, but I really do think his spot is under threat. I think at the moment, Isaiah Yeo's your starting 13 in State of Origin for the Blues. Whether Cam Murray comes off the bench, whether he moves to an edge, I still think his spot is under threat, especially when you've got Keon Kolomatangi, you've got Hamale Olakau'atu, you've got Liam Martin performing so well in the back row. Liam Martin, maybe not so, but proven in Origin. Cam Murray's proven in Origin as well, but in terms of back row, you'd probably go with Liam Martin and Hamale Olakau'atu at the moment. Cam Murray, that probably only leaves him the bench if he gets onto the bench as well. Madge is picking off form at the moment, so I do think that Cam Murray, as much as it is a massive call, is a little bit under threat in terms of Origin selection. So I think he's in for a big game in this one. Going up against Trent Liero, I think he has a massive, massive game, especially in defence. And then obviously, you know, the bench forward pack as well. This forward pack battle off the bench. Welch, Joe Chan, who was outstanding when he came onto the field, 6 tackle busts in about 15 minutes last time he came on for the Melbourne Storm, and then Alec McDonald as well. They're going up against Talivia Havili, Davey Mowali, and Michael Cheekham. It is going to be a very interesting battle here, this forward battle. And then, obviously, Jai Gray with a massive test on his hands. Jerome Hughes, we've seen how good his kicking game has been over the past few weeks. Cam Munster slowly finding his form, and Ryan Pappenhausen getting slowly better every single week. Jai Gray, massive, massive test for him. With Jerome Hughes' kicking game, he is going to be under a lot of threat. And then obviously the rest of the spine battle is Cody Walker and Dean Hawkins too. Damian Cook v. Harry Grant. Damian Cook, another guy whose State of Origin spot is under threat. I think a lot of people would have Abbey Coruscant in the Origin side over Damian Cook. I think a lot of people would still have Reece Robson in the Origin side coming off the bench over Damian Cook as well. So his spot's under threat. He needs to have a big game and a few big games over the next few weeks to sort of push himself back into the conversation. And what a test to do that against a Harry Grant, who is probably one of the better hookers in the competition. Now, let's go through our bet for this game. How do we think it's going to go? It hurts me. It hurts me. And I've tipped against the Rabbitohs over the past few weeks. You know, obviously, when you're balancing your tipping record and your team, especially for BTFU, if I fuck up my tips after running around Oxford Street in Budgie Smugglers, which is not really what I want to do, you're balancing both of those things up. I'm probably going to go with the Melbourne Storm over my Bunnies. I think they do get the job done. I think it's going to be a very slim chance that South Sydney get up. I'd love to see them get a win here and an upset on your Anzac Day. It'd be unbelievable, but I don't see it happening. I really don't. I think the forwards just haven't been as convincing for South Sydney as they probably should be. Going up against a firing Melbourne pack, I think it's going to be trouble. So Melbourne to get the job done over the South Sydney Rabbitohs. I'm probably going to go with Xavier Coates again this week. He is in my trifecta as well. He worked very well for me last week. I think he scores another try in this one over the Bunnies. And then in terms of another try scorer, I'm going to go for a bit of a rogie to finish off your Anzac Day Thursday. And I'm going to go with Keon Kalomatungi. That's paying $10. I think it's pretty decent value there. Keon Kalomatungi off a short ball off a Cody Walker. I can see it happening. Keon Kalomatungi into a Xavier Coates with the Melbourne Storm to beat the South Sydney Rabbitohs. It is paying $10. If you're going to have a punt today, make sure you do it responsibly. Make sure you do it with Crossbet. And please make sure you set a deposit limit. That's full time. See you in the next one.